Welcome back to the program. Continuing our discussion around International Women's Day, we're going to be joined by my friends at Mood Disorders of Manitoba. Just happens to be our monthly segment with Mood Disorders. We have Rita Chahal with me again. Rita, how are you?
I'm very well. Happy International Women's Day to you and all your listeners.
Yes, and to you as well. And Marion Goldstone, do we have Marion as well, or we're just trying to connect with her? So we'll start with you, Rita, and I appreciate you joining us. Journey seems to be the word of the day today on this program. Tell us about yours and how you got to where you are with Mood Disorders of Manitoba.
Well, I feel like I'm exactly where I'm meant to be in my life. So it has been a journey. I arrived in this country 56 years ago with my parents in the East Coast. And about 43 years ago, moved here with my husband and decided to make Manitoba home. And of course, I've had a very successful career in the city. Manitoba has been great. Held a number of senior positions, executive director, general manager, those seven. I've been involved with a lot of the not-for-profit sector over the years. But there have been highs and lows in my life, like most people. And I was at a particularly low point in my life just when the pandemic started. With a job loss. Did go into a bit of a deep dive, but came out of it. And that's when I connected with Mood Disorders. And today I'm very, very blessed that I'm in a leadership role as executive director of Mood Disorders. And I'm able to give back and help support other women in our community across the province.
And I appreciate you sharing that. And one of the reasons we did want to have you on was to let our listeners know, and especially women, that there is a women's mental health program at Mood Disorders of Manitoba. Tell us about that.
Well, we are very pleased that we have a very successful program here at Mood Disorders Manitoba that is supported by our corporate sponsor, Shoppers Drug Mart. And funds raised in Manitoba from the Run for Women, the annual Run for Women, are all provided to Mood Disorders to provide mental health services. We are the charity of choice for Shoppers in Manitoba. So it's it's a big responsibility for us, and we're very pleased that those monies are used directly to develop and deliver programming for women that might be experiencing various mental health challenges or various mood disorders. We have a number of programs directed for women or anyone who identifies as a woman. There's our wellness program, there's postpartum, there's a group session. We're doing some work in disordered eating and body image. We've got one-on-one. We've got our regular peer support. You can go onto our website and find out what the programs are and what you can join. There's also, I'm happy to say that we've also, do this in the regions. And certainly in the Westman region, there's a very strong presence of delivering women's programming in that area. But we're also starting to do it in others as well.
Right. And along those lines also, I just think it's a great program because, as you said, with your own journey, and male or female, we all have tough times. Yeah. We all have down times. But sometimes I find even with some of the women in my own life that they don't feel that support. It's nice to know that for them to know that there is some there.
Absolutely. And, when I was going through a difficult period myself, I found that there wasn't a lot of support, especially for women who had been in senior roles, because often many of us are expected to carry a lot of, be responsible for other people and don't give ourselves permission to share our vulnerabilities. And so often you're dealing with many things very personally and without a lot of support. And so when I went through my my dark period, I didn't find a lot of support, except when I did get to Mood Disorders. And now I'm just that much more encouraged and want to do more for the women. And in cases where there are many senior women who might be going through challenges of their own, and we're here to support them.
And I thank you for sharing that part, Rita, because it's interesting that, like you said, people of higher positions, I think the perception of there is that you are strong and you are, and you are, but it doesn't mean that you don't have the same issues that other women who might not have high executive positions have.
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head, you know, Jim, and that's exactly what I experienced. And when talking to other women in similar, they often say that and say, you know what? Yeah, we're supposed to be strong all the time, but we don't necessarily have, we don't allow ourselves to share our vulnerabilities. And that's something that was a learning, for me. And I didn't learn that until I came to mood disorders.
And I love the fact that mood disorders in Manitoba is regional as well, because I do believe in the fact that what affects people in the city is different in rural areas, and there's often more isolation and whatnot. So once again, maybe just give out your website, and if anybody does need some assistance, or much like yourself, just want to talk to somebody when they're down a bit, can reach out.
Yes, absolutely. moodmb.ca. Just Google Mood Disorders Association of Manitoba and you'll get connected. There's lots of information. And yes, we are regional. Each of the regions has specific individuals that can provide you support in the regions that you're in. Or just call us in our main line and we'll direct you in the right place.
Excellent. We just had an issue connecting with Marion, but I am going to have Marion on another segment later this week because she has a great, unique story of her own place and on where she's at and some more tips also I think that can help. But thank you very much for this, Rita. And once again, Mood Disorders of Manitoba.
Great. Thank you so much. And our run is on June the 3rd. I hope people will register for the Run for Women and support our program and support other women.
Run for Women on June the 3rd, again, at the website as well. And I'll just give out the website one more time for you. It's moodmb.ca. All the information is there. Thanks to Rita.